In my entire career, I've never talked to Christopher Walken and probably thought I never would.
Yeah.
And here he is on the phone. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Mr. Walken.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Awesome. It's great to talk to you. I was saying how excited I was because you're one of my favorite actors. You're one of the most versatile guys out there. You can be the most lovable, funny guy, and then the most terrifying guy on the other end of the spectrum. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And you have Seven Psychopaths out right now, but I was looking at what you have in the works, and it's like you have six things that are in post-production or pre-production or you're shooting right now. It's like, have you ever really taken a vacation?
Oh, sure. Actors get enforced vacations. I'm in three movies coming out at about the same time.
Incredible.
Now, but I made them, of course, at different times. Sometimes it happens that they, you know, they converge like that.
I'm picturing, does Christopher Walken ever just sit around in the house in sweatpants and socks and just get caught up on your Netflix?
Of course. When I'm not working, I'm always at home. I stay at home a lot. I'm sitting right here now in a kind of winter wonderland. Last night there was a big snowstorm here.
Yeah.
You're in Los Angeles, huh?
Yeah.
We're in L.A., and I saw all the snow you had.
Yeah. And
does Christopher Walken have a snow shovel? Do you go out there and shovel snow yourself? And it's like, hey, and
does he have people
waving?
No, there's a guy who comes at about 4 o'clock in the morning with a truck.
Oh God!
And he plows everybody. But it's beautiful. You know, it's very, very New England.
Now you're calling us to talk about your most recent release. It happened on November 2nd. The movie A Late Quartet. Now, in here, you play a cellist. Now, do you know how to play the cello, or is this all acting?
No, when I was a kid, I took piano and guitar lessons, but I never could get the knack of it. My hands just don't work that way. They're kind of clumsy.
So you had a hand double or something?
Well, sometimes, but I did take a lot of lessons, and so did the other actors, and simulating playing a string instrument is different from faking a piano or a trumpet. You know, the hands have to be a little bit convincing, and they're both at the same time, and there's a lot going on.
But because it's the quartet, I mean, there has to be that shot where there's all four of you, four actors, who don't know how to play these stringed instruments, but you all have to look like you're on the same, you know, bowing and everything.
That's how good actors they are, Frank.
Well, we had to take a lot of lessons. I took lessons every day for a couple of months, and you know, just to get the body motions right, and fingering, and the bow strokes up and down, and just to be able to fake it. But I never got to be able to play.
So give us the plot. What's this A Late Quartet about?
Well, it's about a string quartet having its 25th anniversary, and the cellist, played by me, who's older than the others, finds out on the eve of this tour that he's in the early stages of Parkinson's disease, and he has to announce his retirement, and who's going to replace him, and all that becomes the story.
Well, I guess after being together for 25 years, and somebody leaves the show, so to speak, it would change the dynamic.
Sure.
It shakes everything up.
So you have the early onset of Parkinson's, so you're like having trouble holding the bow and stuff. Do they start noticing this, or is it like, so you really didn't have to learn to play the cello that well?
Yeah, you can play it badly.
Well, it's in a profession like that, it makes a difference. A small difference is a big difference, and
they just thought you were start drinking and you were drunk at work. It's like, come on, get back on the beat here.
Well, it's different. It's very hard to. I suppose that those musicians, they're like thoroughbreds, you know, finely tuned, and some little thing can make a big difference.
Frank, you should know. You were in love with the cellist. There was a cellist, a girl who came in. She was a cello player.
She was a violinist. Yeah, there's something about a woman playing a stringed instrument that I find incredibly sexy.
Yeah.
And you too, though. You, I can't imagine you with a big cello between your legs. That would be incredibly sexy, I figure.
So A Late Quartet is in theaters now. It was released on November 2nd. So if you're a big Christopher Walken fan, I would venture a guess that this is sort of a different role than people are used to seeing you in, right?
It is, and it was a wonderful opportunity. You know, I played a lot of eccentric and disturbed people, and this guy is... he's a real human being, and
do you have a favorite role, Christopher Walken? Is there something you look back and go, I gotta say, if I had to pick, I know they're like your children probably, but do you have a favorite role that you played in your whole career over 90
favorites
films?
For different reasons, you know, there are sort of parts I've had that were, you know, career changing and had a big influence on what happened next. You know, obvious things like The Deer Hunter and Catch Me If You Can and so on, and But as I get older, I'm starting to get parts for uncles and fathers and grandfathers, and that's interesting because for me that's new territory.
Do you ever miss taking that change in career at 15 and not becoming a lion tamer?
Wait, what? He was a lion tamer?
I see this in his bio. He's a lion tamer at 15. I was like, what? How do you get?
I spent a summer in a circus. When I was 16, I answered an ad I was already in show business. I was a dancer, and I answered an ad in one of the trade papers. And it was an interesting opportunity.
That's crazy. That's a Christopher Walken tidbit.
But did it say
know.
Work at the circus, or did it say lion tamer in the paper? Because I think I'd been like, no, sorry, I'm.
No, the idea was that this man, his name was Carol Jacobs, and he was a lion tamer. It was his circus. And he would work with the big cats in the cage and do his act. And at the end, he'd get all the cats out, except for this one very sweet old girl lion named Sheba. And I would go in with my whip, and I'd wave it, and Sheba would get up on her back feet and give a roar, you know. But Sheba was the sweetest. She was like a house cat or a...
Yeah, but for those who didn't know that, you look like a badass. Like, look at that kid in there with that big lion.
But then
lion
when the circus is traveling, Sheba's sleeping on the back of the couch, and you're like, just a house cat.
Sheba would walk up to you and bump into you, you know, and I'd scratch her head, and she'd lie down.
Christopher Walken's done it all. Lion tamer, dancer, actor.
Yeah, he really has it all, and now he is a cellist in the movie A Late Quartet. So definitely go out and see that, and see Seven Psychopaths. It's out in theaters right now as well.
Thanks, Christopher Walken. It is an honor.
Good. Thanks. Good talking to you.
Yeah, anytime you're out here in L.A., stop in, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Christopher Walken.
Wow-wee.
Looky there.
Good
I was
Lord.
Intimidated. I was so nervous talking
know,
to that guy.
I know, me too. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. He could kill us or not. I don't know. He's just...
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. You see him, obviously, in his roles where he plays comedy. He's got a great sense of humor.
I didn't want to
gush, like,
but yeah.
He doesn't get me yet. So I was like, I wanted to go with a Parkinson joke. And I was like, I left that one alone.
Look at that.
I know. I mean, I kind of threw it out there. And I was like, so you really, you know, when they thought you were messing up, you didn't really have to learn to play the cello.
I think we did okay on that. I think we did okay on that. I was nervous too.
Think he'll come back? Think he'd call us again?
I think so. I think it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
But seriously, he's one of those guys that, I mean, can play anything. Like, he can just stare at you and you're like, you're killing me right now, right? And then he's a big goofball too.
I don't even know if it was him though. Because so many people do Christopher Walken.
Crap, we forgot to ask.
It could have been the
Jay
biggest
Moore.
Practical joke. It could have been Jay Moore.
Jay Moore was it Jay Moore?
Who's calling us up and being Christopher Walken? And
you
like,
pray.
Watch this! I'll totally mess with that. That's something Jay would do too.
I know.
Jay would do that.
Oh, is that you, Jay Moore?
Call back and admit it, Jay.
If it's you, then
it
just
is. Call back, Jay. Admit it.
Jay Moore.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.